Dr. Alec Hull, who is a hospitalist with the Care More Medical Group, also treating patients at Community Hospital of Long Beach. Doctor, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Until I prepared myself for this interview, I had never heard of the term hospitalist. What is it that a hospitalist does?
Well, I get asked that all the time, every day, by my patients and their families. It's a new type of doctor that's evolved over the last few years, where we specialize in treating patients only in the hospital. So if you become ill, if you have pneumonia, a heart attack, any type of critical illness that would need treatment in the hospital, that's where I would take over and manage all the
care. So you spend pretty much full time at the hospital. You don't see patients in an office.
Well, I'm sort of a crossover or a hybrid physician, which is somewhat unique to my situation. I spend about 75% of my time in the hospital seeing patients, but I also have a very small, focused office practice that I see about 5 or 6 patients.
But when you're in the hospital for the 75% of the time, you're seeing patients that other doctors have sent to the hospital because they're very sick.
That's right. Every patient I see has a primary doctor that they have a relationship with and have had for years often. And if they become ill and they end up in the emergency room or need admission, that's where I take over and I see them in the hospital.
Well, let me ask the obvious question. Don't the patients miss not seeing that doctor who's been their doctor for 10 or 20 years? Now they're really sick. Don't they want that other doctor?
They ask me that every day, and they still can see that doctor. They see them in the office for their routine care. And also, if they are in the hospital, I see the patient, do my evaluation, and then I telephone the primary doctor, and I let them know what's happening with the patient. And they frequently come and see the patients in the hospital for a social visit, and they'll see them and say, "How are you? Dr. Hull called me and told me you were here, and I know what's happening, and I'll see you when you get home," and this sort of thing. So they still keep abreast of what's happening.
Now, what's the impact on the quality of medical care going to this system, which I understand is rapidly expanding?
Mm-hmm. I think it really provides a much higher level of care for the patients that we manage. I am in the hospital every day. I'm used to seeing these type of problems, and a primary doctor who spends most of their time in the office just isn't as comfortable as I am with seeing these types of cases.
And if a super specialist is needed to treat one of your very sick patients, then you would be the one, I guess, in consultation with the primary care physician to bring in that heart specialist or cancer specialist.
Absolutely. So if it's something I can handle, then I take care of the problem myself. But if I need a consult, I just get on the phone and I telephone one of my colleagues. If I need a cardiologist or if I need a gastroenterologist, then I call one of them and they come and help me out with
procedure. And you were trained as an internist internal medicine?
Yes.
And the system, as you said, in your judgment, gives better medical care to the patients?
There's absolutely no question in my mind that they get a higher level of care from the type of program that we run.
You were mentioning that if someone is at the hospital 8, 10, 12 hours a day, you get to know the system better than if a doctor just comes in, makes rounds, and then goes back to his office.
Mm-hmm. I know what buttons to push, and I know who to talk to get things done. For example, if there's a scheduling conflict, I know everyone in the hospital from the nursing staff down to all the paramedical staff, all the people in radiology. I know who to talk to get the job done. So if I need an x-ray done, I get on the phone and I just say, "I need this done now." And I know what to do.
And
a primary doctor in the office just couldn't get that done.
Now, from a personal standpoint, it must be challenging because you're working with very sick patients. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that patients are lost, and that's part of your daily, weekly, monthly regime. What's it like operating in that environment?
It is tough, and it's something that I've gotten used to over the years. In my residency, I got used to dealing with a critically ill and talking to the families, and I've just gotten used to it over the years. You have to feel for the patients that you're taking care of. It is hard sometimes, but you have to be a professional, I've just gotten used to it.
What do you see then as, is this the wave of the future? I mean, you're a hospitalist. When you were in medical school, there wasn't such a term, but you were de facto trained as an internal medicine specialist. And now they have a specialization in hospital care for the internal medicine residency.
It's really a revolution that's going on right now in medicine. There are so many hospitalists. Usually they're in urban areas. They started off in the urban areas, but now they're expanding everywhere.
But this is the wave of the future.
I think it is. And the reason is it's the technology in medicine is changing so quickly. My grandfather was a family doctor back in the 30s and 40s. And he only had maybe two dozen medications he would give. And he used to take out the appendix. He would take out a gallbladder. He would deliver all the babies.
The generalist.
And he did everything. He was the only game in town.
Yeah.
And medicine has become so specialized now that no one doctor can do everything.
So the variety of techniques and specializations now create a need for someone like yourself, not to mention the efficiencies that HMOs want to create in delivery of health care.
That's right. It started off as a tool to increase efficiency, but it also is a tool that gives higher levels of care to every patient that comes to the hospital.
And you've been a hospitalist de facto for 8 years, so you must have been one of the first in this new...
Right. When I was hired, that term didn't even exist. I think it was coined just a few years ago. I used to just be called an internist that worked in the hospital.
And then there was that term intensivist.
It was called intensivist, but that had a connotation of meaning it was in the intensive care, and it was a little severe. It was a severe term, and it wasn't friendly. It wasn't warm.
Yeah, it wasn't user-friendly.
It wasn't user-friendly, and it scared people. You know, I'm an intensivist.
Yeah, oh, I don't want to see him.
Is there something wrong with me? But if you're a hospitalist, it's a little more friendly of a term, and it's... it seems to apply more.
So there are others besides yourself at CareMore Medical Group who are also hospitalists doing what you do?
I believe there's 8 of us at this point. I mean, and growing. Our group is growing, and so we're hiring more hospitalists. Right now there are 8 of us, and each of us has our own hospital that we is our primary base.
And yours is Community Hospital of Long Beach?
Mine is Community Hospital of Long Beach. I also go to Lakewood Hospital, as it's close by. But mainly community hospital.
Well, thank you, doctor, for sharing this. It's a new development to me. I had never heard the term, and it actually does make sense. So thanks for joining us here on Straight Talk.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.